goes to Mother Ganga.
Is Delhi?
No, Delhi is Indraprastha. Uh-huh. So Hastinapur is close by, and when he was cursed to leave his body in 7 days, he immediately left the whole kingdom and gave it to his son Janmajaya, and then he came here. And when he came here, Sukadev Goswami also appeared along with 88,000 rishis and sages, and he sat here and he narrated the Bhagavatam for 7 days and seven nights. And what is also mentioned here is that it was Bhagavatam was spoken underneath this particular tree, and this tree has been here for the last 5,000 years. And the great quality about this tree is that it never loses all its leaves. At all the times you'll find leaves on this tree, never has it lost its leaves. And unlike other trees, sometimes they lose their leaves, but this tree has never lost its leaves. Just by taking darshan of this tree, one gets peace within.
Yes.
And all your desires are fulfilled by the tree. You can hug the tree and you can pray to the tree. And many pilgrims, they tie these red threads to the tree. And just by hugging the tree and by praying to the tree, all your desires are fulfilled. That is what says here. So this is the original place where the Bhagavatam was spoken 5,000 years ago. Obviously, we were in Brahmapuri, where Bhagavatam was spoken in the beginning by Narada Muni and the Sanat Kumara. Sanat Kumara spoke the Bhagavatam there. But this is where Bhagavatam was spoken 5,000 years ago by Sukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj, which was translated by Vedavyas. He put that in writing, which was translated by Srila Prabhupada, that we all read today, the 12 cantos of Bhagavatam. So, welcome to Shukrata.
Please allow me to also say a few words from the Bhagavatam here. Please chant with me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Kauravani Vacharine Nivishesha Sunyavari Paskajari Zatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Vivasari Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Those who know, please chant with me. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam uduyaret nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatyutam ashloke bhaktir bhavati naishtike. In these two verses, in one verse, first verse, it is said, I offer my obeisances to Naranarayan Rishis. They are the best amongst all the human humans because they are incarnated in human form. Devim Sarasvati Tim Vyasam, offer my obeisances to Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, and to Vyasa Dev, Tato Jayam Udirayat. May all this bring about the total victory. And then the next verse says, by constant service to the book Bhagavatam and the person Bhagavatam, all that is troublesome in the heart, everything is practically destroyed to nothing. No? It is no longer there. Nashtapayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavatam sevaya. This means very regularly these two types of services should go on. Nityam Bhagavat Yutama Shloki, the Bhagavatam is the best. Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. It brings steady bhakti, Naishti Bhakti, hearing this. But the Hare Krishnas don't read the Bhagavatam outside the lecture. Why not? If you are focusing on the central theme of the Bhagavatam, you find a question, an urgent question, a most important question. What should a person do who and think and speak about three things? Think, speak about, and do who is about to die? Now we all are entering the stage of life and perform our little karma dramas, our acts which are described by karma, but then and we become totally involved. We do not really think that we have a life beyond this, what occupies us. Some of us are engaged. I want to make my web page. I want to increase my service. I want to maybe start this project or that project. There's the world after this pilgrimage. in which I have to take part. But we don't understand that this is svapnaiva, says the Bhagavatam. It's like a temporary dream. The more important question is, what should we do on the path that we walk to the only sure thing which will happen, that is our death. And Bhagavatam 11th canto informs us that we are all like people who where a judgment is pronounced. The judgment is, you must die. In this way, the Bhagavatam reminds us, we are walking towards the place where the judgment will be executed, that is the moment of our death. So what should we do in the remaining time? What should we think about? What should we remember? This is Parikshit Maharaj's question, which he asked not only for his situation, but for all of us mortal human beings. And Bhagavad is very quick with the answer. Tasmat ekena manasa. It says, therefore, you know, because we are temporal beings, therefore we should do three things. We should praise, hear about the Lord. We should praise Him in kirtan or in talking about Him. And we should remember Him always. This is the medicine which again and again, with great consistency, is presented to us in the pages of the Bhagavatam. Let's move forward. The 7 days have finished. Parikshit Maharaj is sitting there. The last instructions to Parikshit Maharaj was that there are various forms of distractions. Shukadev thinks, in case he's still attached to anything in this world, after all, he was the emperor of the entire span of land, I must now release him from attachment. So he speaks about various dynasties of kings. Parikshit can relate to this very well because he's also in a dynasty which has all come and gone. And then he says, this universe is daily in a day of Brahma destroyed. It is these are partial destructions. Each time when the night of Brahma comes, the universe, the planetary systems are up to a certain degree, up to a certain level destroyed. Not all, the upper are not, but then comes the end of Brahma's life, and then there is a complete annihilation. There is, however, an annihilation that goes on every minute. Our last retreat at the Ganga, not the Kirtan Mela, but that which was before, we guided the people in a meditation where they had to become aware that change is already happening. Do you know that at this moment your gut cells are changing, your skin cells are changing, and even the heart cells, I didn't know that before, are changing. It's already going on. It's on an atomic level. We see this very much in our Krishna Murari's case, who looked so young and innocent when I met him, and now his body has grown, his mind has grown, many things, change is always happening, no? Change is always happening. So that's on an atomic scale. Now, Shukadev Goswami then says that the most important change in the life of the human being is not what goes on an atomic level. It's not what goes on every day in the life of Brahma. It's not even what the changes of everything at the end of Brahma. The most important change which you have to make yourself, the change of the ego. If you do not change your identity, the way you are playing your karma drama, you cannot go back to Godhead. And he implores Parikshit Maharaj, now please, the ego was all the time in your life attached to your body and mind, I and mine. Now death comes. Now you need to change. You cannot be attached any longer to Ahamamiti. You cannot be attached any longer to this dream-like reality. Please understand it. And he says it very strongly. Someone who is remaining on this level, where he is identified with the concept of I and mine, is not different, fasten your seatbelt, from an animal. Because they have no opportunity to make this change. And then Parikshit Maharaj, so glorious, we could get tears. He says, I understand. He sits down in a meditative posture. He faces the eastern direction. Prabhu, here is the eastern direction. See, the sun is a little bit more. There's the eastern direction. He looks in that direction. And then this most glorious of all devotees, this lover of Krishna, who searched for the Lord all his life, this Lord who had appeared to him when he was in the embryo, he closes, he brings his senses inward by the yogic process. He brings it inward more, and he amalgamates it so that nothing of him remains in terms of attachments to I and me. He comes out, this meditation has the purpose to realize yourself as a spiritual soul, and he leaves the body. Now, a few minutes before that, an unannounced visitor, he was a brahmana, made his way into the assembly of the saints, and he came closer and closer. There was a certain atmosphere about him which told those who were very sensitive, this is not a human being. But he came close, and as he stood before Parikshit Maharaj, who had already left his body, remember the annihilation of his material situation had been completed. Hogya, done. He is sitting there, and in the yogic posture, his body is still upright because he is there, but he is no longer there. And at that moment, when this brahmana comes close, his chada falls to the ground, and he takes on a form of a black snake, a huge black snake with wings, and he bites into the toe of Parikshit Maharaj, which immediately inflames, and the fire comes and consumes the body. Ashes. Crematorium Hogya. He is cremated. Vaishnavas see this very dramatic effect that Parikshit was such a saint, his cremation was done on the spot. The name of this brahmana of this being was Takshaka, a mystical snake who could take on any form which he wanted. And everyone said, wow, what a departure, what a departure. This took place here. He was sitting here. This tree has not moved. Buildings have come where no buildings were before. Buildings will also disintegrate into the ground, but this tree will be here pronouncing for eternal times the central theme of the Bhagavatam, which is so important. What are you doing with your life? Or as Prabhupada said, Srila Prabhupada expressed it like this, what are you doing for eternity? Krishna Murari, what are you doing for eternity? Vikramaditya, what are you doing for eternity? Bhanunandini, Hendrik, Gaur Krishna, Syam Nam, who else is here? Viprakit and his Russian speaking wife, Nikonya, what are you doing for eternity? It's a question which comes into our face here at this particular spot. No? It comes. So listening to the Bhagavatam prepares you for a life less ordinary, as they would say in London, for a life in Krishna consciousness. Why don't you read the Bhagavatam? This is my question to all of you. Why do you keep this on a theoretical platform? It must be, it is the great benefit which we have in this human form of life. And this was arranged, this whole episode which you have heard was arranged by Lord Krishna so that the Bhagavatam would be spoken and so on. Have I reached your heart in the short moment where I was speaking? Good. Because we have not so much time, I will ask now our Krishna Murari to very briefly contribute. It's just about that you also take the chance to say something in the spirit of the Bhagavatam, because hopefully if Thakurji is merciful, you will go and this. And then I will ask Krishna to sing a short kirtan, and then Vikramaditya Prabhu will continue, please, in your very, very well-filled role as our theater guide. This is a very fast pilgrimage, as you know. Perhaps you want to make yourself familiar, if you are not already, with what we should look at in the meantime, and then tell us when these two have spoken. Yes, please.
Unfortunately,
yes, ma'am. As
say a prayer.
Sachidananda Rupaya Vishvotpatyadi Hetave Tapatraya Vinashaya Shri Krishnaya Vayam Namaha. Krishna Twadiya Pada Pankaja Panjarantam Adyevame Vishatu Manas Rajahamsa Prana Prayana Samaye Kaphavata Pittai Kanthavarodhana Vidhosmaranam Kutaste. Oh my dear Lord, I meditate upon your beautiful form, and today, because we are made able, we have that strength to meditate upon you, who knows at the ending part of my life, my heart, my throat chokes up and I don't have that much strength to take out to chant your name. And as the essence of this beautiful conversation which comes from Srila Sukadeva Goswami and Parikshit Maharaj in the ending part of Srimad Bhagavatam. The text, one of the last text of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nam Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam. That what is the essence? The essence is expressed in here in the shloka. Just by remembering him, as Maharaj expressed, just by reading about him, just by remembering him, just by chanting his glories, all what is negative, all what stops us from harbinging or bringing that change by which we can contribute something towards eternity, happens because of doing these two, three things. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam. All the miseries, because this is the world full of miseries, and the miseries are the binding ropes which really keep us from moving on this path of contributing something towards eternity, or answering this question of what do we do to eternity. And yeah, it's like a dream place for those who study Srimad Bhagavatam, who try to do anusharan, who try to hear, who try to practice Srimad Bhagavatam in their life. And I cannot express much, because I really want to express some of my really heartfelt desires here and this at this study. If this place blesses us, everything is ho gaya.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Between 5 and 7, 10 minutes.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
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 Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Varadari. Jaya Giri Varadari.
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Varadari. Jaya Giri Varadhari.
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Varadhari. Jaya Giri Varadhari.
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Giri Varadhari. Jaya Giri Varadhari.
Jaya Yashoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana.
Jaya Yashoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana.
Jaya Yashoda Nandana Jaya Braja Janaranjana.
Jaya Yashoda Nandana. Jaya Braja Janaranjana.
Jaya Yamuna Tiravana Chari. Jaya Kunja Bihari.
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 Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone together one last time.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare.
One last time.
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Jaya Prabhu Pada Jaya Prabhu Pada Prabhu Pada Jaya Prabhu Pada
Jaya Prabhu Pada Prabhu Pada Prabhu Pada Shila Prabhu Pada
Jaya Ganga Devi Jaya Ganga Devi Jaya Ganga Devi Jaya Ganga Devi
Jaya Ganga Devi Jaya Ganga Devi Jaya Ganga Devi Jaya Ganga Devi
Jaya Parikshit Maharaj Parikshit Maharaj Jaya Parikshit Maharaj Jaya Parikshit Maharaj
Jaya Parikshit Maharaj
Jaya Parikshit Maharaj
Jaya Parikshit Maharaj
Jaya Shuka Deva Jaya Shuka Deva Jaya Shuka Deva Jaya Shuka Deva
Jaya Shuka Deva Jaya Shuka Deva Jaya Shuka Deva Jaya Shuka
Jaya Vrindavanam Jaya Vrindavanam Jaya Vrindavanam Jaya Vrindavanam
Jaya Vrindavanam 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 Jaya Vrindavanam
Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Sri Radhe
Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Sri Radhe
Jai Sri Radhe Pranam karo, pranam karo.